welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit Erotica.
Hi, welcome back.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon. We do this every Tuesday.
Yeah, do it.
And this first one comes from Zara Thrusta _ speaks, and it's called Sneaking into the Bullpen. And the tags are breeding and human farm.
Human farm, fun.
Yeah. It was a hot summer's day. We were being given a guided tour around a human farm. We passed a number of enclosures holding women of reproductive age. Many were pregnant. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, that is very scary.
This is like tender as the flesh.
No.
Coming to a pen, the first thing you'd noticed about them were their bodies, optimal for breeding. Wide hips, big tits, hourglass figures, etc.
Okay, but what do like big tits have to do with breeding, you know?
Big mommy milkers.
Yeah, but once they get pregnant, then you can have big mommy milkers. But like, justice for our small-tittied girls, okay?
Yeah, breast size has nothing to do with milk production, so.
Yeah.
But the men love a titty.
They do love a titty. They do. Justice for the itty-bitty titty committee.
Yeah, justice.
I was going to say, that's not you, girl. That's not you. Don't act like you're part of my team.
A friend of mine jokingly commented how well I'd fit in there. I playfully slapped him, blushing. Someone asked the tour guide, "Where are the males?" Well, funny you should ask. We're now approaching one of the few stud pens we have at the farm. I looked into the fenced enclosure. Standing alone in an open space was a nude young man, tall and athletic. Standing straight, he was facing away from us. I could only see him from behind.
I'm sorry, just a tall, naked man just in a field?
I know. I'm like, are these cows that are telling the story or are they people too?
Yeah, I'm confused because like imagine being another human and just seeing like a tall, naked, athletic man sitting or standing naked, nude, in the buff.
It's just in a field.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know.
And you're like, hey. Weird.
This here is John, our prize bull. At 23 years old, he has already sired close to 1,000 children here on the farm.
Jesus.
Oh my God. I heard the girls in front of me gasp, "Oh my God, look at his cock." Ugh. I walked over to where they were standing and looked over. Then I felt my jaw drop. He was incredibly hung. His thick shaft led to a smooth, swollen tip with a heavy set of balls dangling behind. Maybe they are people, because I feel like you don't look at a cow and be like, damn, look at his cock.
Yeah, look at that big old thing. Also, have some decorum, ladies.
I know.
Look at that cock.
Despite his impressive size, he seemed not even aroused, just minding his own business. Trained from birth, specifically for reproductive purposes, he is not literate, nor knows how to speak. That's so sad.
Yeah,
justice for John.
He can't read or speak, so he's just hearing all these people talk around him, and he's like,
"Wah wah 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 wah." Oh, sad.
I know, it's kind of scary, also.
Ooh. And trained from birth, he was just born, and they're like, "All right, all he's gonna learn about is how to make a baby. That's it.
How to fuck."
Ugh. With all the commotion, he noticed us and wandered over, his meat swinging between his legs. Disgusting. The girls around us started losing themselves, and the tour guide attempted to shepherd them away. They always get like this. Come on, girls, this way. Well, yeah, all he knows is fuck.
I still love how he just like saunters over to them like
like a cow.
I'm just picturing like a man doing this. Unreal.
I don't like it. At least there's a fence between them.
Scary. He can't speak or talk or nothing. That's scary.
He's just like, "Oh, mama, oh, mama, mama." Nasty.
Oh, God.
I came to realize I had been staring at him with my mouth open, even drooling slightly. Embarrassed, I wiped my chin, and looking back up, I noticed he was staring at me intensely. Unable to turn away, my lips parted, my eyes dropped down again, and I couldn't believe it. It was growing in size. The tip began to bulge. Biting my lip, I felt myself begin to subconsciously open for him. I was wet, burning with desire to be taken. With low grunting, he came closer and stretched his hands, gripping the fence. I could tell it was the only thing stopping him from having his way with me. Ew, he's grunting. He's like, ugh, ugh, ugh.
This is so scary.
It is. What world is this?
Yeah. Like, imagine a world like this. I'd rather kill myself.
Yeah. And what do you need a human farm for? We're already overpopulated.
Yeah.
1,000 babies. Yuck.
I mean, they are worried about the, like, declining birth rate currently in the United States. This could be us in a few years.
Yeah, but they're only worried about that because, like, the worker bee. But, like, environmentally, let's cut us down into half.
Yeah.
You know?
We need a new plague. But, like, please don't get me.
Yeah.
I don't want to go yet.
Just other people.
Yeah. Nobody close to me. Nobody that I love and care for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone called my name. I came back to reality. I realized it was just me left behind. Okay, coming. I forced my legs to walk away. I could feel his gaze on me. Without even meaning to, I could feel myself swaying my hips as I walked. I pulled up my leggings to tighten them around my ass. As I sat in the cafeteria, I found it impossible to concentrate. Images of that stallion appeared in my mind every time I blinked. Feeling so hot, I had to take off my sweatshirt. I couldn't speak with the other girls at all, let alone try and eat lunch. My focus was completely elsewhere. Again, I heard my name. Are you okay? Are you gonna eat that? I looked down and realized I'd been slowly stroking a long banana absentmindedly. Oh my God, calm down.
For real.
She's jerking a banana. Weird.
Yeah, that'd make me so uncomfortable if I was at that table with her.
Yeah, I'd move.
Yeah.
Just go to a different table. Oh, I said, yeah, no, I think I need the bathroom. I got away and left the cafeteria. Checking that no one was around, I snuck back to the bullpen. He didn't seem to be there, but my eyes wandered to the stables at the back. Against the fence was a tall trash can. I hurried over and climbed on top of it. Then, with my hands on the fence, I pulled myself over and dropped down. The coast was still clear, and I hurried over to the stables. I peeked inside. There, sat against the bales of hay, was John, fast asleep. His cock looked so irresistible, dangling between his legs. I tiptoed nervously over to him, knowing it was dangerous. I had no idea what he would do to me if he woke up, but I couldn't resist. To be honest, I was desperate to find out. They make him sleep in a barn, too? On the floor?
Yeah. He doesn't speak or understand anything. He doesn't care.
What is the purpose of that? Just let him be a normal person who fucks a lot.
Well, yeah.
I knelt down next to him, positioned by his lap. He breathed slowly and I melted into his masculine scent. I took a moment to admire him before reaching down and placing my fingers around his cock. They couldn't reach all the way around, it was so thick. I lifted it up, finding it heavy, and began to slowly stroke it up and down. Immediately, I felt the muscle begin to tense and the veins bulge. As I stroked it from the shaft to the tip, I could feel it harden and enlarge. I licked my lips and placed my other hand around it, using both to pump it up and down. He grunted in his sleep, making me jolt. His eyes remained closed, and I slowly continued to stroke this monster. I leaned over and placed a hand under to cup his large set of balls, rubbing them slowly. My pussy tingled at the thought of all that amazing cum in there, which had impregnated so many women. I began to notice his cock moving against my hand. He seemed to be still asleep, but he was moving his body slightly, thrusting and fucking into my hand around the head. I could feel how powerful it was as it throbbed and pulsed at my fingertips. A trickle of pre-cum had begun to dribble down his tip. Unable to resist any longer, I bent over and placed my lips over the gorgeous head, letting it fill my mouth. He continued to move his hips upward, plunging deeper. I grabbed it again with both hands and began to milk him into my mouth. Why?
I feel like you're taking advantage of him.
Yeah, he can't speak. He can't say no.
Yeah, but I mean, he is giving signs of pleasure. I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know. We'll stop right there.
Yeah. Suddenly, he awoke with a start, opening his eyes to find me stroking his erection. He got to his feet, towering over me. I was kneeling in front of him with that dick, now rock hard, straight in front of me. I looked up at him, submissively opening my mouth without realizing. He studied me for a second before lowering down to take hold of the back of my head. Hey, my voice was silenced as he shoved his cock back in my mouth, making me take as much of him as I could. Oh, that's scary.
That is very scary.
My mouth just simply wasn't big enough to take all of his size. I choked as it filled my throat and he began to thrust in and out of me, hitting the back. This seemed new to him, only used to vaginal intercourse. He was just aware of how good this made him feel and fucked my mouth like it was a pussy. He took it out, red and throbbing, covered in my saliva. He took hold of me by the shoulders, turning me around forcefully. I'd never been treated like this before and was powerless to stop him, not that I wanted to. I'd never wanted to be fucked so badly. He put me on all fours and I arched my back, lifting my ass in the air for him. He grunted as he lowered down, pressing up against me. His hands grabbed around at my ass until he was able to yank down my leggings. I felt his erection make contact with my exposed, aching pussy, and it tingled with excitement. I couldn't remember ever being so wet. It was like my body was made for him and responded submissively to this alpha male. I had no control over myself. I had no thoughts, only desires to be fucked and bred. At last, he pressed the head inside of me, already making me whimper. Despite being so wet to let him enter smoothly, its girth filled me completely. God, you're so big. Ah! Before I could even finish, he shoved his whole length into me. I could see only white and my mind went blank. I made an attempt to adjust myself in order to take him easier, but he pinned me down, his big hands around my wrists. I was being so utterly dominated. With my ass in the air and my face on the ground, I felt his heavy body weight push down on me, holding me there. I could feel every inch of him as he pulled back to thrust back in. I gasped with each. He built up a rhythm and began pounding me like an animal, grunting mindlessly. He was slamming against my ass cheeks like a hammer, making them clap and bounce. I felt his hand on my shoulder, then on my neck, then grabbing my hair. All I could do was lay there and take it.
Wow.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it does.
But you went in there, so I don't know what to tell you.
It's what she wants. It's what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Before long, I could feel him throbbing inside me and his pace quickened, and thrusts became harder. I had a single moment of clarity realizing what was coming. The brief thoughts of anxiety over its consequences were pushed aside by the dominant, aching, and primal desires to be filled with his cum, to be impregnated by this perfect bull and carry his offspring. The thought of it was enough to throw me over the edge into the heavy waves of orgasm. I moaned uncontrollably as my eyes rolled back. My thighs were shaking and my pussy pulsed around him. He grunted deeply, and I felt ropes of warm cum shoot inside of my womb, flooding it with his seed. His weight pressed down on me as he rested, his arms smothering my body. He laid down behind me, both of us on our side. All I could do was lie there with his cock still inside me. Truthfully, I didn't want to leave. With his arms and body around me, I felt so protected and natural, full of his babies. However, after a few minutes, I could hear him falling asleep and I knew I would have to leave soon. Gently, I pushed off his hands and used mine to remove his cock from my pussy. I moaned as I pulled it out, feeling so empty now, yet consoled with the feeling of his cum still inside me. I pulled up my leggings and left him there asleep, managing to climb back over the fence and rejoin the others, undoubtedly pregnant. The end.
Oh my God. You took advantage of that man.
What are you going to do with that baby?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that baby? Who are you going to say is the father?
Some bull.
Some illiterate bull.
And this next one comes from Feminiv. And the title is Valentina, My Talking Pussy. And the tags are female 22, smut, humor, fingering, girls. Hey, Roberta, you awake? The familiar voice echoed in my head, yanking me out of deep sleep. I rolled my eyes, still buried in the pillow. Damn it, Valentina, let me sleep. So, there's some drool down here, and the color's kind of weird. Was that guy healthy? I cracked one eye open and huffed. For God's sake, go to sleep. I can't. It's itching. Scratch me real quick. Jesus. I squeezed my thighs together, trying to ignore her. No, I'm not in the mood to touch myself right now. Figure it out. I dragged myself out of bed, feeling my panties sticking to my skin. Great. I checked right there in a hurry. Yeah, Valentina was right. I was all slick with this milky discharge that was a bit darkened, but nothing alarming. It always happened before my period. I just needed to wash it off before it dried and started itching for real. Having a pussy is work enough. Now imagine when yours talks. I feel like I'd like that, you know?
Yeah, tell me what's going on down there.
Yeah, tell me how you feel.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is your pH okay? Tell me everything.
Are you warm? Cozy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do want to know. That'd be great. What? Yeah, me and my pussy chat. Since when? Hell if I know. ever since the hormones started raging in puberty. But that doesn't matter much. What matters is that Valentina is chatty and a total pain in the ass. Yours doesn't talk? Poor you. Must suck to be alone. Though I gotta admit, sometimes she overdoes it. I woke up for work, and like always, the morning quiet didn't last a second. Hurry up, I gotta pee. If you take too long, I'm gonna soak the panties. I sighed and got up. You always soak the panties. Just don't piss yourself, please.
You always piss your pants? I'm confused.
I think she's saying she's like always so wet.
Oh.
Then do those exercises to make me all toned up. You seen how floppy I'm getting? I rolled my eyes while pulling down my panties. God. Sit on the toilet. Sit. Ah, feels so damn good. Ping is the best, right?
Yeah, it is, I replied on autopilot.
But hey, morning jerk off, you in?
She's like, you want to touch me?
No, I gotta get ready, wash my hair. She let out an impatient huff.
Is that a queef?
I guess.
If your vagina lets out an impatient huff, that's a queef?
Yeah, I feel like it's a queef.
Speaking of hair, don't take this the wrong way, but mine's starting to creep into my mouth already.
Oh, she likes it long down there. She's a bush gal.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. I support it.
I held my forehead with one hand. I'm not even using you for anything right now. But do you have to leave me looking like the bearded lady at the circus? I closed my eyes, already out of patience. Now even you're gonna nag me? You're so damn demanding. You know that?
I know. Your mom said you gotta keep me nice and clean. I know that, and I do.
I took my usual shower. It was hair washing day, which meant a longer one. But of course she wouldn't leave me alone with my thoughts. You didn't wash your ass right. I rolled my eyes and kept scrubbing my scalp. I did, and I didn't even shit. Shut up. It's clean. Whenever you're about to get your period, you get backed up. You gotta deal with that. Sit down and try to poop. Come on. I sighed. Unfortunately, she was right. An annoying truth, but real. I turned off the shower and sat on the toilet, waiting for the miracle. 10 minutes passed, and all I managed was two sad little pellets.
All right.
Aw.
All right.
It's the worst.
I get it. I relate to that.
I need to drink more water and grab some yogurt. What worries me is how you're going to wipe your ass. From here on out, please don't drag shit on me, pretty please.
What? Yeah, who taught you to wipe?
How are you wiping? Are you wiping back to front? That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's like rule number one.
Yeah.
Ugh, this girl needs her vagina to tell her how to do things, apparently.
Yeah, she really does. Can you imagine? Like, there are people out there that wipe like that. That's crazy.
No, I don't like that.
No.
Mm-mm.
I laughed, grabbing the toilet paper. You don't want me to swipe some brown lipstick on you? Gross, Roberta. Showerhead, for God's sake. You in the showerhead.
Roberta.
She says, please, stimulate me.
Still laughing, I finished cleaning up and got on with my day. In the bedroom, I started rummaging through drawers for something to wear. I laid out the pieces on the bed, eyeing the combos. A tighter underwire bra was perfect for me. The panties, though, needed to be comfy. But with the outfit I picked, a higher cut one was necessary or it'd show. I grabbed one and was about to slip it on when I heard the protest. Not that one, Roberta, please. I stopped, holding the panties. But why? I look so good in it. You like sleeping in a hammock with your legs, arms, and head dangling out? I frowned. No, why? Then why do I have to have this flap hanging here? That thing digs into me. Feels like it's trying to fuck me. And we're about to get our period, don't forget. I held back a laugh, already picturing the discomfort of listening to Valentina bitch all day in my ear, or better, between my legs. You buy panties and forget you got this giant talking pussy. I huffed, grabbing another pair from the drawer. True, and everyone teases me because of you. Big mouth, she laughed, but the guys like it. I crossed my arms, can't deny that.
What do you mean the guys like it?
Maybe her pussy is like bigger because she talks. She's just big and juicy and meaty.
Yeah, but do you think she, like, talks to other people?
I wonder how.
With her lips?
Does she talk out loud, or is she just talking in her head?
I don't know.
Ew, imagine if she is talking with her lips.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, yucky. I don't know.
I think I'm going to start with a pad already. Not the internal one, right? What's wrong with the internal now?
Like a tampon?
I feel like that it has to be a tampon. Like, who would roll up a pad and stick it in you?
One of those internal pads.
Yeah, you know. You know the one.
She sighed deeply, already impatient. That shit swells up inside me, bugs me. Feels like there's a lump. Like when you shit and half stays in your ass.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
I threw my head back and cracked up.
Plus, that string dangles in my mouth and annoys me. And you're a slob. You pee and don't change it. You gotta swap it after peeing, damn it. Okay, who does that?
I mean...
Do you tuck your string?
Yeah, I don't, like, piss on the string.
Yeah, yeah.
If I get, like, an obscene amount of pee on the string, maybe?
Yeah. But what if you, like, just put it in?
But I'm not gonna, like, pull out a dry tampon.
Yeah, no, that's, like, torture.
Uh-huh.
Sweetie, sorry, but sometimes it just ain't happening, right? Then put a cute little pad with that aloe vera scent. Panty liner. I'm not wasting tampons for nothing. They're expensive. Cheapskate. I rolled my eyes, finished getting dressed, and went about my day, already knowing it was going to be another long one, with my dear and unbearable Valentina about to bleed. Usually she didn't talk much, but when she started, it was trouble. I grabbed my helmet, headed down to the parking lot, and fired up the bike. The engine roar filled the space as I planted my feet and got ready to roll. If you're gonna wheelie, sit back further. I let out a sigh. Seriously, you liking the vibration? You got no self-control. I shifted on the seat, feeling the engine rumble under me. I knew it. Feels good, huh? Ever thought about sticking something inside me and riding around on the bike? I laughed, shaking my head. It'd be hilarious if I crashed from coming on the bike and the paramedics found a vibrator in you. Valentina cracked up. Picture the headline. Woman loses control of bike and discovers unexpected pleasure in the ER. Also, her vagina is just cracking up.
Yeah, how? How is your vagina cracking up?
I revved the bike, still laughing. The day was just starting, and I already knew it'd be a long haul with this mouth between my legs not giving me a moment's peace. At work, Valentina was surprisingly quiet that morning, a real miracle. But like all good things, it didn't last. Soon as my boss showed up, the peace was gone. He was hot, the kind that oozes testosterone just walking. And the smell? God, real man scent. The kind that sticks to your skin and makes you want to rub on it till you're soaked in it. Just seeing him talk to me, my mind wandered, picturing him slamming me against the desk, fucking me, and marking me with the addictive cologne. Holy shit, I'm drooling. It's getting hot down here. Girl, help me out. I sighed quietly, pretending to focus on what he was saying. Sometimes I wish you didn't exist, I muttered, trying to keep my cool. The panties are tickling me, Roberta. I took a deep breath. I want the other ones. If I had those now, something'd be pressing on you and you'd be happier. Let's hit the bathroom quick. I'm not touching you now. Look how sensitive I am. Your nose is wired to me, you know. What goes in up there comes out down here. I had to stifle a laugh, focusing on the chat with my boss and ignoring the alarm siren my pussy had become between my legs.
I don't think other people can hear her.
No, no.
That's good. That's good.
Like, could you imagine if other people could hear her?
No.
I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be like, sorry.
She is embarrassing.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm drooling.
I'm horny. He gave me the morning tasks and left, leaving behind the sight of that amazing ass. I sighed quietly, watching him go. Oh, girl, let's hit the bathroom just a bit. Valentina moaned softly. Dude, I can't. They're already side-eyeing me for spending half an hour in the bathroom almost every day. If someone peeks over the stall and catches me stroking you, I'm screwed. Well, I mean, like, why would somebody peek over the stall? I feel like you could easily be like, well, why would you peek over a stall, you know?
Yeah, like, who's the real weirdo here?
Yeah, you peeking over the stall.
Uh-huh.
Screwed is what I want to be. She sighed dramatically. Look at your tits, how they are. I brushed my hand lightly over my breasts. They're sensitive. And you still say you don't want to go to the bathroom. I huffed, trying to ignore her, but something bugged me. I needed to check if my period had started. I grabbed my bag and headed to the bathroom, listening to my pussy. I barely stepped in and realized I wasn't alone. Hey, friend, how are you holding up? A coworker, touching up her lipstick in the mirror, smiled at me. I'm about to get my period. Other than that, thank God, right? Celebrating 12-12 at year's end. What's that, man?
I have no idea. Oh, I get it. They're celebrating that they've gotten 12 out of 12 periods at the end of the year.
Oh, slay girls. Slay.
Yeah.
I laughed and headed straight for a stall. Standing up, I pulled down my pants to check the situation. Is it blood, Roberta? Valentina cut in, impatient. No. You got no cramps, friend. Call in sick. Her voice came from outside. Barely any, just thighs and tits aching. My mood swings sometimes, and after it passes, I'm just wiped out. With a backed up ass, too, Valentina butted in out of nowhere. I rolled my eyes, ducking my head. I'm not saying I got constipation, but say I'm bleeding. I don't get your logic. Shut up, I muttered, trying to shut down the topic before my coworker dug deeper.
So, friend, it come down yet or just giving notice? She teased. Not yet, but close.
Okay, so I think this friend is like asking her if she got her period yet, but like, why are you asking?
Yeah, I mean, she did tell her, my boobs are aching. So, I mean, they're just real close.
I guess. It's weird, but okay.
You bleeding?
Yeah.
You bleeding yet?
Tell me.
Oh, it come down? Like, did your blood come down? I get it.
Uh-huh.
You want a massage? Valentina tried to grab my attention again. Now? Hell no. She chuckled low. If it's with a happy ending, I'm down. Kiss, kiss, friend. Lunch together today? Yeah, at Salads. Cool? There's just a place named Salads. Hey, you want to go to Salads?
Oh, and they serve like burgers only.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Deal. My friend said bye and left the bathroom. I waited for the door to fully close, heard the lock click, and double-checked it. All good. Now we could. I ran my hand over her slowly, feeling the throbbing heat between my legs. Valentina moaned in that naughty tone of hers. Good, huh? You're sensitive. Yeah, but spit a little. The oil factory might be contaminated and you don't want to get your fingers messy. I rolled my eyes, but didn't. I spit discreetly on my fingers and went back to her. Get your hand off my flap, Roberta. We ain't got time for that. Go straight to the clit. Like this? I would hate having my vagina being like, get off my flap.
Yeah, I'd be like, you work for me.
Yeah, bitch. I'm the owner. I started rubbing, trying to find the right rhythm. I needed to relax to make it quick. I closed my eyes, letting my mind drift back to that guy's scent. That damn cologne, the deep voice, those strong hands. You little bitch, is my clit there? Feels like a guy's. Don't you got a pussy? Higher up. I breathed deep and adjusted, sliding my fingers a bit more. The second I hit my clit, a jolt shot through me. I had to bite my lip to keep from moaning loud enough to echo through the bathroom. Yeah, but higher, damn it. My clit's sensitive. If you keep at it there, you'll stay on the edge forever and won't come. I focused, tweaking the touch to match her demands. Valentina could be a pain, but if anyone knew exactly what she liked, it was her. Come on, DJ, remix this for me. Go. Shut up. Fuck. Just come already. Shove two fingers in mommy here. Go on. You said not to. Now I want it. Scratch that clit from the inside. You bring wet wipes? Yeah, why?
Oh my God.
Like, she's vulgar. Rub me with it. I like that. No, I want fingers. Focus. Come on. I closed my eyes, zeroing in on the touch, the shivers, the building pleasure. Valentina was picky, but deep down, she just wanted the same as me. To come. My fingers slid in the right groove, pressing, teasing her growing sensitivity. My body shivered with every small onstroke. And Valentina clenched in delight, drooling. Oh, fuck. Right there. Yeah, yeah. She moaned in my head, getting more urgent. My legs started shaking, breath speeding up, and I knew I was close. Valentina wouldn't shut up for a second. Now go faster. Fuck. Finish the job, she demanded. The wave of pleasure hit all at once. My body arched, and I bit my lips to stifle any sound that might bounce around the bathroom. The strong pulsing took over, and for a few seconds, everything went quiet except my panting breaths. Ah, that's how it's done, Roberta. Now we can get back to work. Valentina sighed, content. Satisfied? Yeah. A massage first thing always puts me in a good mood. The shit is, I'll be drooling for half an hour, and with how bloated your belly is, I'll bleed today till you drop dead. My friend's sick day idea was solid. I'd be stroking you all day at home. Still dizzy, I ignored her, grabbed the paper to clean up, trying to catch my breath. I checked myself in the mirror, leaving the stall, and chuckled softly. Yeah, definitely living with a talking pussy was hell, but a damn good hell. The end.
Wow.
Jesus. I don't think I'd want a talking pussy.
I don't want that life.
No.
Sounds like a lot.
I love a silent puss.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Come back next week on Patreon.